Exclusive. Representative Riley Morong bill to halt visas to Chinese nationals. This is about national security. By Hannah Knudsen on June 2, 2025. There are 300,000 Chinese nationals on student visas in the United States, Representative Riley Moore, RWV, said during an interview on Breitbart News Daily, walking through his bill that would end this. Moore spoke about his legislation, the Stop Chinese Communist Prying by Vindicating Intellectual Safeguards in Academia Act, Stop CCP Visas Act, contending that it is all about national security. This is a scary number for you. There are currently 300,000 Chinese nationals on student visas in the United States, Moore revealed. Why we have allowed that to happen? I'm not exactly sure. But this is all in the backdrop of China currently having on the books. 2017 it passed the National Intelligence Law, which requires all citizens, regardless of location, wherever they are in the world, to support and assist in intel gathering, Moore said. On top of that, you get the Chinese Scholarship Council, which hands out scholarships to students that are aligned with the CCP. They have to prove their loyalty to it, and then also they have to have their studies approved. So they have to be within one of these fields that's critical to the CCP and the Chinese government. And then they'll receive a scholarship to study in our country, Moore revealed. In essence, we are allowing China to spy on our country, he said, providing a recent example. So this to me, and that's all on top of we've caught countless numbers of people here on student visas spying on this country. Just one of them was a joint military exercise up in Michigan, which was in between the US and the Taiwanese. And we caught 5 students from the University of Michigan spying on that joint exercise. We've seen Secretary Rubio talk about this as national security threat, he said, explaining that it is time to pass his bill to end this. I just completely eliminate them altogether. We ban them. No more. We're handing out no more visas, he said of what his measure would do. We're not doing this anymore, no one from China can receive any more visas. When asked about those fleeing China, Moore noted that they have visas for those individuals. I'm talking about specifically student visas. And I don't, and you mentioned the Cold War, I don't remember during the Cold War handing out 300,000 student visas to the Soviet Union. Do you? I don't remember that, because we didn't, by the way. We didn't do that, he said, noting that he has been called racist for introducing the legislation. That's what the Chinese want to happen. They want people like me and others out here who are fighting to stop this. They want us to say, oh, no, they're calling me racist. I have to stop doing what I'm doing. No, I'm not going to stop. Because this isn't racist. This is about national security, the congressman said. That's all it's about. By the way, if I had a bill to eliminate all student visas for Russia, do you think they'd be calling me racist? I'm just curious, but likely not, so to me, this just makes all the sense in the world, Moore added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, June 2, 2025. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.